I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome to Spark My Muse, everyone. This is Lesson 60, The Mechanics of Hope. This year has been quite a year in the United States for the elections, and some of us are down to just scraps of hope. This is also the first week of Advent if you're a Christian and you go by the Christian calendar. This is the beginning of the Christian calendar, and the first week of Advent is a celebration and an introspection into the themes of hope. And so I thought hope is one of these things we can talk about this week, but of course it's a year-round theme we can tap into for all kinds of reasons all year long, because sometimes hope can run very thin. I came across an article in Psychology Today by the author Jeff Bell, and it's called Looking for Hope, Try Giving Some Hope. And I want to pick out a few pieces from that really struck me, and I will give a link to this article in the show notes for this episode. The episode show notes for this lesson can be found at sparkmymuse.com for lesson 60 of Soul School. And you can also find it by going to patreon.com/sparkmymuse. The show notes will cost you $1 a month as you become a supporter of the show. And if you support at higher levels per month, you unlock a lot of extra goodies. So come on over and support the show and help me produce it. Help me get these show notes out twice a week to you. Before I continue, I also want to make mention of just a few other things as well. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening as much as you do. And if you can spread the word by passing along the show to family or friends or on social media, I am so grateful to you for doing that. If you've never reviewed the show on iTunes, please check that out on iTunes and write a review for the show. I would really appreciate that so much because it changes the algorithms of the show on iTunes and helps more people find out what I'm doing. And the other thing I want to mention is Soul School field trips. The date has changed for the Soul School field trip of 2017. You can also find this information at patreon.com/sparkmymuse as well. It will now be the final weekend of July in 2017. The cost is approximately $400 to stay. There'll be 5 premier spots for overnight stay, and there will be 5 spots to stay elsewhere, but to come in for the food, the fellowship, the sessions, and to really have a wonderful time in this fantastic setting right in the shadow of Hawk Mountain and the Appalachian Trail in central eastern Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful location, and I know you'll really enjoy it. There's only going to be 10 spots, so keep your eyes peeled for more information coming soon. And if you would like me to come to your location for your organization or your group, I am happy to make Soul School field trips come to you. I only take 2 in-person requests per month, so that means that I have to prioritize which invitations I take, because I don't want to overextend myself with my schedule. So if that would be something you'd be interested in, just contact me at sparkmymuse.com, or you can just email me, contact@sparkmymuse.com. And now on to the lesson. So in looking for hope, we sometimes feel that the best thing we need when we're really lacking hope is to find somebody who's very hopeful and kind of tap into what they have or tap into something bigger. And maybe we can kind of use that reservoir of hope to buoy ourselves up during a more desperate time or more hopeless time. With the mechanics of hope and the human brain and how we process these chemicals, these beautiful chemicals that have kept our species going, is the opposite, the counterintuitive mechanism that you might first imagine. And that is that when you give hope, the byproduct of giving hope is getting hope for yourself. And that has to do with the oxytocin and the dopamine that's released in your brain by the actual act of giving hope, or giving really anything. And that old adage of it's better to give than to receive has a lot to do with this dopamine release. It's actually quite proven in science about what happens to a person when you give up something like that, like hope or encouragement or service. Something actually changes in the chemistry of your brain. What has happened in our species over the many years that we've developed Evolution has favored those who are biologically equipped to caregive and to empathize. And we're rewarded by experiencing pleasure when we provide support and encouragement to other people. We are actually rewarded biologically and physically in our brain chemistry. When we relieve other people's pain and suffering, when we build trust and affection and connection and bonds, these chemicals in our brain are released. And this is why people become resilient in these kind of unexplainable ways. And this means we derive deep pleasure by giving hope, perhaps even more than we do by receiving some word of hope or encouragement. And the best thing about giving hope or offering someone hope is that usually the person will reciprocate. Not always, of course, but often it will be something that kind of brings an overflowing to their cup, so to speak, and that out of that overflow, they reciprocate. And this kind of connection and reciprocation is a real quality of human interaction in the species. And this is what provides friendship and cooperation among people who might not have very much at all. So you see this in communities and tribes where maybe something devastating has hit a town, like a flood, for instance, or some kind of massive disaster or disease. And you'll find people who, in many ways, have very little hope to have if you just look at things on paper. But then you'll find some really resilient people who come in and they begin to care for others and they begin to do the rebuilding that's needed in that community. And as they do, their resilience is built up, their emotional and mental health is built up because they are getting these shots of oxytocin and dopamine in their brain. And this provides them with an added chemical resilience. And that spreads. It's like a contagion that spreads, a positive contagion. And people sense that in them. They want to be a part of that, and they begin to spread hope elsewhere. So this is kind of fantastic contagion, hope is. And hope is something that is quite abstract. You can say you're giving someone hope. You're kind of giving them a perspective. You're giving them a kind of invisible seed to see beyond their circumstances that are right in front of them, to be able to imagine a new world and have a new vision for something that will happen in the future. And maybe there isn't any concrete evidence that any of that could be true in the very moment where they are. For instance, if a whole town is dying of some kind of sickness or people are plagued with some sort of sickness, it might be very difficult to assume better days are ahead. But in the end, though a town may be ravaged with some kind of disease, there will be survivors. There will be a time of terrible grief and suffering. But there will always be a remnant that is left that carries hope with them and that sees new and brighter days ahead. And it doesn't mean there won't be pain and scars and bad memories. But something in the human species carries on. And if that weren't true, we wouldn't be here to talk about it at all. And so in this time of hope that we dig in and remember it in a little bit of a deeper way, in a little bit of a more powerful way, and we try to keep some of it for ourselves and hold it in our hearts, maybe we want to express it in an art form, in a poem, in a painting, in some kind of dramatic presentation. Do what you can to spread hope in your own way, in your own giftedness. And it doesn't have to look the same as it does for someone else. I'm trying to give hope in this tiny little presentation that will go out in a podcast form. And I hope it brings you hope. But I also hope that it spreads to you the idea that once you give hope out, you will be strengthened by just that giving of hope. And you will find hope even just by giving it. Because there's something resilient that happens within you that's percolating and gestating and getting ready to grow and blossom. And that is why we can latch onto it. Hope is a very, very real thing. When we have faith in hope, it's because we have memories of those times, or we have the stories of old that people have told us of when they had no hope, but they held on, and then things worked out eventually things worked out in the end, or eventually they came through that difficult time. Or we have our own memories of a time when we were at the absolute rock bottom. We had nothing to hope for at all, but we held on to hope with a little faith. We held on to hope and we carried on. It didn't look on paper like that would be a logical thing to do. And it seemed maybe like vain hope, or maybe like foolishness, or maybe someone would scoff and say, and be cynical and say, it's awfully foolish to have hope now. And it's easy to be discouraged, especially when you have cynics and people who are trolling around waiting to tell you bad news and excited to kick you when you're down. But for the people who are resilient enough to handle it, and the encouragers among us, and the people who are lights in the world, it is incumbent on us who want to provide hope in the world and want to provide light in the world despite all the darkness, to get our second wind and be encouragers and be bringers of hope. And you can be assured that in doing that, the chemistry is there to give you extra resiliency, to give you those boosts of oxytocin and dopamine, and that those happy chemicals will be coming your way as you give out hope, as you dole it out. And people will feed off of that, and you will create those chemicals in other people's brains, and you can encourage them to pass it on and to do the same. There used to be this song in the 60s or 70s, "It Only Takes a Spark to Get a Fire Going." It was one of those kind of campfire songs you might sing. And it was really a metaphor for something that's true, that can happen in people's hearts. You can have a spark and you can share it with somebody else and give them light and give them warmth and give them hope where they didn't have it before. And so my soul school homework for you today is probably pretty obvious by now, is to be hope for someone else, to bring hope to somebody, maybe just in a small encouraging word, maybe a short note, maybe just a smile, maybe a piece of art or music or some other expression that provides something that wasn't there before. And be encouraged that you will also receive a reward chemically in your brain for doing that. As you hear this, may you be filled with great light and hope and warmth in this season. And I hope you will come on Friday to hear a guest interview, and again, each Wednesday to hear Soul School. Thank you so much for listening.